This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Imam Muslim, he narrates in his Sahih a hadith in which Anas bin Malik radiallahu an narrates that he was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and while he's with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, another kid who's the same age as Anas is pointed out by a Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Anas bin Malik, he says that this kid was the same age as me. And as we know, Anas bin Malik, he served the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at an age when he was quite young in Madinatul Munawwara. Anas bin Malik, he quotes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying, when he's pointing to this kid, he says that إِن يُؤَخَّرْ هَذَا فَلَن يُدْرِكْهُ الْحَرَمْ حَتَّى تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ. He says that if this child is to be delayed, i.e. he's been given a longer life, he will not reach an old age except that the hour would be established. When this child becomes old, the hour would be established. Now when you hear this hadith, there might be a number of questions you might have. Perhaps some shubuhat as well. One of them would be that we know Yawm al-Qiyamah did not yet occur. And the Prophet ﷺ was telling us at face value of this hadith that if this child is to become old, then the day of judgment will be established. Perhaps at a maximum 100 years past that point. But how do we understand this hadith of an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The first thing we need to recognize, first off, is the fact that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows when Yawm al-Qiyamah will be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Qur'an, and also it's found in the hadith of an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, and an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he quotes prior to this ayah in the tafsir of this verse, that خَمْسَةُ مِن مَفَاتِيحِ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلِمُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There are five things from the unseen that nobody knows except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are they? إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. At the end of Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when the hour is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when and where rainfall will happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is taking place in the wombs, not man fil arham, rather ma fil arham. Whether this child will be happy or sad, be a person of Jannah or Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also knows that what you will earn tomorrow, whether you'll get a job or not, whether you'll get a promotion or be fired, this is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exclusively knows that area, that place that you will eventually pass away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also mentions in the Quran, يَسْأَلُكَ النَّاسُ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were asking, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَسْأَلُكَ النَّاسُ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. When is the day of judgment? مَتَى السَّاعَةِ. When is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is with the knowledge is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but perhaps, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا. Perhaps it's something which is near. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know this. Jibreel alayhi salam did not know this. But perhaps it is something near. How do we understand this first hadith then, that Anas bin Malik radiallahu an narrates? We understand it through another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein it is mentioned that Hani, who was the mawla, the freed slave of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu an, was with Uthman at the graveyard. And he noticed that Uthman was crying when he was there. Hani, he asked Uthman, that when we mention the narrations discussing Jannah and Jahannam, we don't find that you get emotional. You don't tear up. However, at the maqbara, you are crying, what is going on? And at this, Uthman Affan, he mentions, by saying that, إِنَّ الْقَبْرُ أَوَّلْ مَنَازِلُ الْآخِرَةِ, that the grave is the first station of the next life, of the hereafter. And then he says that if a person is to be saved in that moment, فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَيْسَرُ مِنْ, if a person is to be saved at the grave, what is coming is going to be easier. And if a person is not saved in this moment, فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَشَدُّ مِنْ, then what is to come after this point is only going to be harsher. Then he mentions that he heard the Prophet ﷺ say that, وَاللَّهِ مَا رَأَيْتُ مَنْظَرًا قَتْ إِلَّا وَالْقَبْرُ أَفْضَعَ مِنْ. The Prophet ﷺ says that I have not seen by Allah anything more horrible than what takes place in the grave. What we understand from this hadith early on is that 100 years after that point, all of the Sahaba would have been 6 feet under. And al-qiyamatu sughra, the minor judgment in the grave, would have begun for all of them. In today's khutbah, we'll discuss the issue of death and remembering death and what remembering death does for a person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in many ahadith, أكثر من ذكر هادم اللذات وفي رواية هادم اللذات. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us many times that to remember excessively the destroyer of pleasures. And this is something that people do not pay attention to. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions one hadith, فَإِنَّ أَقْرَبْ إِلَىٰ أَحَدِكُمْ مِنْ شِرَاكِ نَعْلِهِ, that Jannah is closer to you than the straps of your shoes. وَالنَّارُ مِثْلُ ذَلِكَ, and Jahannam is the same, in the exact same way. Sometimes we think we're going to live for a long time. We'll make tawbah when we're older. But we don't know the reality. We don't know if we're going to live to a point where we're able to go for hajj and make tawbah. And it is something which is a reality that is closer to us than we realize. As an example, some of us might have heard of a former Calgary Flame, was 31 years old, at the prime of his career, signed a $68 million contract, thought his entire life ahead of him was set and planned. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to take his life away at a time and a place of his choosing. So this is a reality that we don't understand. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he mentions in one narration, he says that مَا رَأَيْتُ يَقِينًا لَا شَكَّ فِيهِ أَشْبَهَ مِنْ شَكٍ لَا يَقِينَ فِيهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ, that I don't know of something which is so certain, there's absolutely no doubt in it. Nobody disagrees over the fact that we will die. But people treat it as though it is doubt. It resembles something which is doubtful, as though there is no certainty in it, like that of death. Subhanallah, when it comes to our life, we prepare for our education. We prepare for the job we want. We prepare for the person that we want to marry. All of these things are doubtful. We don't know if they will happen or not, and we spend all of our time focusing on them. Yet when it comes to something which is absolutely certain, then we don't spend any time focusing on that element. And we don't know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away our life. To this point, Ali radiallahu anhu, he mentions that one time it is mentioned about him that once he was at a graveyard and he said, Ya Ahl al Qubur, O people of the graves, Amma Zawjat faqad nukihat, wa amma al-dawr faqad sukinat, wa amma al-amwal faqad qusimat, hadha khabru indana, wa ma khabru indakum. Ali radiallahu anhu says that when he's at the graveyard, he's saying to the people of the grave, O people of the grave, as for your wives, they have married, they have moved on. As for your spouses, they got married again. As for your home, somebody else is living in them. As for your money, it's been divided. The inheritance has taken place. This is our news above the ground. What is your news? Then he said, Wallahi, if the people of the grave could speak, they would say, وَجَدْنَا أَنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. They would say that, by Allah, the best provision for us is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our wives, our children, our money, our experiences we will not take. But the one experience that we will take are our good deeds. And it is mentioned in one hadith of what happens when a person does their good deeds. And that's why many of the early Muslims, the most important asset that they had was not their money or their property or their children, but rather that smile they gave to a brother, that charity that they performed, that the hajj, that qiyam, that umrah, these became the most valuable asset to them because they take them with them in the grave. And in fact, you will see them directly. What is the proof of this? In one hadith, narrated by Al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu, it's mentioned that when a person dies, Then in this moment, the angels will descend. Two of them would be a far distance away. And when a believer, a righteous person dies, these angels that are far away in a distance, they would come down with the shrouds of Jannah and the scents of Jannah. And then when the angel of death takes the soul of this person, they would say, Ukhruji. They would say, Ayyatuha nafsu tayyiba. O pure soul, أخرجي حميدة إلى مغفرة من الله ورضوان ورب غير غضبان. Come out being praised to a Lord who is happy, who is pleased with you, and a Lord who is not angry. أخرجي حميدة إلى مغفرة من الله ورضوان. To the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the angel of death, when it takes this person's soul, it would come out so easily and smoothly. Like when a person has a water skin or a jug of water and they pour it out, it would come out smoothly in this way. These angels would caress this soul and take it in their hands and not look away from it. And then they would wrap it in those garments of Jannah which smell better than anything of this world. And they would ascend to the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven, all the while the angels are praising this person by their best names that they were known in this dunya. What is this pure soul? And then when it goes just at the seventh heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will say about this person's soul, He will say that write him from al-illiyin, write him in the scribes of the righteous, and He will say that return this person now back to the earth, for from the earth they were created, from the earth they will return to, and from the earth they will be resurrected once again, taratun ukhra. And then this person's soul would descend, and at this moment, then Munkar and Nakir would ask this person those four questions. Not three, but four questions. What are they? Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? Then, وَمَا دِينُكُ, what is your religion? وَمَا هَذَا الرَّجُلْ أَلَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ, who is this man that was sent to you, and how do you know this? And if the person responds positively to all of these, and says, I know this because I read the Qur'an and I believed in it, then at this point, then an announcement would be made that this person has spoken the truth, and an announcement will be made and a carpet will be extended to Jannah. This person will be clothed in the clothings of Jannah. This person will have a window into Jannah smelling from its fragrances. And when all of this happens, a man would come. And this person would be a handsome man, smelling good, looking good. And this person would say to this person that this is the day that you were promised. Now this person would say, Man ant, who are you? I've been experiencing the loneliness of the grave. There's a certain loneliness which takes place in the grave. I experienced this. Now I see someone. Who are you? And this person would say, أنا عملك الصالح. I am your righteous deeds. And then at this point, when a person sees all of this and he knows what is to be expected, then this person would tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that أقم الساعة, starts the day of judgment, because I want to return back to my money and to my wealth, because the true life is the life of al-akhirah. And the person, when they get to Jannah, as the hadith mentions, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. In general, things the eyes has not seen, the ears have not heard, and the heart has not even felt. And the reverse will take place for a person. Everything we have just mentioned will take place in reverse for the evildoer. And when the person's soul is elevated to the first heaven, it will be said to this person, لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَلَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ. It will not be opened to them, and it will be said to this person, the heavens will not open for you, and you will not enter Jannah until the camel enters the pinhole of a needle, essentially stating that it is impossible. This person would also see a person that looks horrible, and it would also be asked, Man ant, who are you? Ana amaluka al-khabith, I am your evil deeds. And this person would experience from the flames of Jahannam. And when this person's soul was extracted, it would have been like when a person takes a skewer or a thorn and they have cotton and they pull it through, it would be stretched in this particular way. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect and preserve us. In this moment, the person would say that don't start the day of judgment, because what is to come is going to be far worse. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our deeds the most beloved thing to us. When it comes to the soul itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in four different places of the Quran that what happens at the moment of death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention two of them for a lack of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in one place of the Quran, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ, that the stupor of death has come with truth, that is what you are trying to avoid. And every single person, irrespective of who you are, will face this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced this as well, that towards the end of his life, he would take some water and wipe it over his forehead. And he would tell Aisha radiallahu anha, that أَلَا إِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ لَسَكَرَاتِ, indeed in death is a certain pang and pain. And he would make a dua that اللهم أعني على سكرات الموت وغمرات الموت. Oh Allah, help me against the pangs and the pains of death. When Aisha radiallahu anha, she heard this, she said, I never disliked this for anybody else after this. Because if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced this, then every other single person is going to face this without exception. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us in that moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in another place of the Quran, He says, كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ وَقِيلَ مَنْ راق وظن انه الفراق والتفت الساق بالساق الى ربك يومئذ المساق. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that know that when the soul reaches the collarbone, and you can make tawbah until this point, in Allah yuqbil at-tawba ma lam yughargir, you can make tawbah until the soul is at that point in your collarbone or your throat. Kalla idha balaghat at-taraqiya wa qila man raq, people will say this person is dying, where's the doctor, who is going to cure him? And this person knows there's no doctor that can cure him in this moment, and the people around him know the same thing. And this person, you will say, وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ. The people around him know he's going to leave this dunya. He knows he's going to leave this dunya. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ, his legs will be wrapped. The Mufassirun have a number of explanations of this. One of them is that you would be carried to your graveyard and your feet would be wrapped. One of it is the fact that you could walk and now you cannot walk anymore. One of it is the fact that it's the end of the test of this dunya into the phase of the test of the akhirah. It's the end of the trials of this world into the trials of the akhirah. It is the end of this world and your existence here into the beginning of al-akhirah. These two things are conjoined in this moment. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ, saq refers to your lower leg. These have been joined in this moment. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقِ, you'll be driven to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single person without exception. The last part of the khutbah we'll discuss, what do you gain when you become a person that remembers death? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, أَكْثِرُ مِنْ ذِكْرُ هَادِيمُ اللَّذَّاتِ, remember excessively the destroyer of pleasures. Once a man from the Ansar came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a series or two questions. The first question he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَفْضَلُ, who is the best believer? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ahsanuhum khuluqa," the one with the best character. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of the best character. The next question he asked, "Wa ayyuhum akyas," which one of them is the most wise? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Aktharuhum lilmauti dhikra," the one that thinks about death the most and prepares for death as well. When you think about death, this gives you a lot of qualities a person that lives in a state of ghafla will not get. To mention some of them, and we'll conclude with this point. Atta ibn Abi Rabah from At-Tabi'in, he mentions three wisdoms that we'll discuss that you get when you remember death. Al-Qurtubi mentions more than this as well. He adds on to it. We'll add on one more from Al-Qurtubi. We'll talk about four wisdoms that a person gets when they remember death. The first one is ta'jeelu tawbah. You hasten to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us wish to repent, but one of the traps of shaitan is he'll tell you when you're old, go for umrah, and you go for hajj over 40, then repent. Right now, have fun. You have a lot of time. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran with respect to procrastination and the regret that people have with respect to their procrastination, they did not do it sooner? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال ربي رجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما ترت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a person, when death comes to them, they will say, send me back. Why? So I can do good deeds in the life I left behind. Allah says, Kalla. No, you would not do this. If you have the chance right now to make tawbah, here's your proof. If you make tawbah right now, it means you believe in this ayah and you are acting on this ayah. If not, Allah says, Kalla. إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. These are just words you're saying. Lip service. And at this point, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. At this point, there's a barrier. You can't come back to this life. And you're waiting in this intermediary place called al-barzakh until the day of judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protection from this. وَأَنذِرِ النَّاسَ يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابِ فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رَبَّنَا أَخِّرْنَا إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ نُجِبْ دَعْوَتَكَ وَنَتَّبِعِ الرُّسُلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that warn them of a day in when the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seen on Yawm al-Qiyamah, they would tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send me back for a short while, I'll do good. Allah says, he used to claim, مَالَكُم مِن زَوَالٍ, we're not going to leave this life. So the first element you get through this is ta'ajeelu tawbah. You hasten to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second blessing or fruit you get when you remember death is a person is pleased with little. Ridha bil qaleel. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, you're happy with, and you know the true life is the life of the akhirah. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you here, you're content with it, but you know, as Ali radiallahu anhu stated, all of this somebody else will inherit. You're pleased with little. Number three. You're not a person that competes with the people of this world over this world, because you know it's going to end, but rather your competition lies in al-akhirah. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. In that, be a person that competes. And to understand this as well, Think about this one aspect. Somebody that performs the two raka'at of Fajr, Sunnah, not the Fajr itself, what do they get? خَيْرُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. Better than the world and everything in it. Imagine you have two people, they did the exact same thing. One person performed the Sunnah of Fajr more. We compete over a plot of this land with other people, a small portion of this world. Yet when you do this, you get خَيْرُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا إِنَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ وَأَكْبَرُ تَفْضِيلًا. The distinction in Akhirah significantly more. Number four, and this is mentioned by Al-Qurtubi, the calamities of this world become much more bearable. The calamities of this world, you know you're going to leave it, so it becomes much more bearable. Look at the place in the world which has the highest concentration of Hufadh in Gaza. This place, when people understand this concept of Islam and looking optimistically towards the future, they're able to bear the burdens of this world far more than anybody else. And this does happen for a person when they understand yaqeen. One dua that is mentioned that Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu used to state that Nabi Sallallahu would rarely leave a gathering except he would make this dua. What is this dua? Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asiyatika. Oh Allah, portion for us part of your fear that will serve as a barrier between us and our sins. Part of this dua continues. Wa min al-yaqeen ma tuhawwinu bihi alayna masa'ib ad-dunya. And such conviction that the calamities of this world become much more bearable and they become lesser in our eyes. So these are four benefits a person gets. Ta'ajilu tawbah, rida bil qalil, hasten to making tawbah, they are pleased with a little. They don't compete with the people of this world over this world. And they also become a person that the calamities of the world become much more bearable. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, mentions that, Ya ibn Adam, O sons of Adam, innama anta ayyam, faman dhahaba yawmun, dhahaba ba'duk. That, O sons of Adam, you're simply days. When one day goes, part of you has gone. How many times that days go and we don't even realize how fast days are going. And remember the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha that she states, and ask yourself this question, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Whoever loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves to meet them. Ask yourself right now, do you love to meet Allah or not? And whoever hates to meet Allah, Allah hates to meet this person. When it comes to certain people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oppressors, and we know what is happening in the world today. When it comes to certain people, Allah asks them a question. And specifically to the Jewish nation, He asks them this question. He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina hadu, in za'amtum annakum awliya'u lillah min dunin nas fatamannaw al-maut in kuntum sadiqin. O Jewish nation, if you feel as though you are the chosen people of God besides the rest of creation, then wish for death if you're truthful. وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. They will not wish for this because they know what they've done with their own hands. When people are not afraid of death, then this is a proof of their testament because they are happy to meet their Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does He say? He says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. That death you're trying to avoid will come to you. ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. You'll be returned to the one that knows this world and the other world, the unseen world. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah will tell you and inform you about everything that you did. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those that remembers death. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawbah, something which is soon, عاجلاً, right now. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those that gets these fruits when we remember this concept that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about of remembering death excessively. It is the destroyer of pleasures. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ مَلِكُمْ وَنِسَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ مُسْلِمَاتِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أرسل نبيه برسالات وأيده بالمعجزات رب الأرض رب السماوات أحمده أبلغ حمد وأكمله وأسكاه وأشمله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله الواحد الغفار وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله المصطفاه المختار صلى الله وسلم عليه وزاده فضل وشرف لديه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوصيكم أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين، اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في غزة، اللهم انصر المسلمين المجاهدين في غزة، اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين، اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في مسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. اللهم إنا نسألك فتح مبينا، اللهم إنا نسألك نصرا قريبا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون واذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعيم زدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.